of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, last week we started thinking about divine revelation. And of course, the most important place where we hear about divine revelation, so what does divine revelation mean? It's how God tells us about God's self. And the place that we hear the most about that is in the Bible. So the Bible is our source book, if you like, for divine revelation, for a lot of what we think about God, and especially what we think about Jesus. So who here knows there are two parts of the Bible? What are they called? That's right. We've got the Old Testament or the New Testament. And sometimes we call the Old Testament the Hebrew Testament or the Jewish Scriptures. And the New Testament can also be called the Christian Scriptures. Okay. And only Christians have both of those. So, when we think about the Bible nowadays, because we live in a time when we have paper and we have a printing press, we think of one book. But actually, the word Bible really means a library of books, because originally, books were very, very big, because they were written on papyrus or they were written on vellum, and one book of the Gospels could be bigger than your whole Bible if it was a medieval book. So old books, originally, when the Bible was written, were very big. And so the library of books that are the canon of the Bible, that's really a library of books. And that's an important idea to have in our head, that there are many different books in the Bible. And they're not just different books, they're written at different times by different kinds of people. So the Bible is a library of books. But it has, all of those books have something in common. And that thing in common is that they are all inspired by the Holy Spirit. And because they're inspired by the Holy Spirit, we talk about how everything that's written in the Bible has a divine author, the Holy Spirit, and a human author, the person who actually wrote the story down. All right, but, and this is important, sometimes an idea from Islam can creep into Christianity, and we think it's a Christian idea, but it isn't. It's a Muslim idea. In Islam, Muslims believe that the Archangel Gabriel dictates the Quran to Muhammad. When we say that the books of Scripture are inspired by the Holy Spirit, we do not mean that they're dictated by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit didn't manifest to the prophet Isaiah and say, write these things down exactly like this. But instead, the prophet felt inspired and wrote. And then the Jewish community around him recognized that this is a significant piece of writing that is sacred because of what it says. Okay. So in Christianity, our Bible doesn't come directly from God. No one found it in a cave. It's written by people. It's edited. This is an important idea there. The community kind of decides what is in and what isn't in the canon of Scripture. And that's what we come to believe is the Bible. Okay, so it has a divine inspiration written by human people. When we're thinking about a Catholic Bible, we're thinking about 73 books in that Bible, okay? And about maybe around 40 different writers, and the books are written over a period of 1,500 years. So the whole thing takes a very long time. So it starts being written about 1,400 years before Christ, and it finishes being written about 100 years after the death of Christ. Okay? And that's where we get our notions before Christ and Anno Domini, AD and BC. Okay. And what kind of people were writing these books? Well, they were all sorts of people. They were shepherds and kings and fishermen and peasants and doctors and tax collectors. And they didn't only come from Israel, they came from Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, Persia, which is modern-day Iran, from Jerusalem, from Rome, from Greece, from Turkey, from all over the place. They came from the world that exists around the Mediterranean Sea. Okay. So, when we're thinking of the Bible, key things we want to remember, a whole lot of books. Who remembers how many books are in the Bible, especially if it's a Catholic Bible? And we'll talk a bit. Protestant Bibles have a few fewer books than Catholics do, seven fewer books. But the Catholic Bible has 73 books, okay, divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as the week goes by. But for now, we're going to close our eyes. And I will give you, as our prayer, one of my favorite lines from the Bible. And it's a line that is said in many different places. It's said in the Gospels by Jesus. It's said in Isaiah. It's said in the Psalms. It's said in Jeremiah. And this is the line. God says to each one of us, "Do not be afraid." Let's close our eyes now. Lord, you say to me and to everyone, "Do not be afraid." And so we ask that we might trust in you and trust in your word revealed to us in the scriptures, in the Bible, that we might hear you and let your word echo in our hearts. We ask for this grace for each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.